We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
And welcome, noble viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Virang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bue, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendlsat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Asadena.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Uzbekistan promotes children's sports. In sustainable energy news, two Indian villages totally transition to solar energy. In medical news, the Oscar-winning film, The King's Speech, encourages Argentinians to overcome stuttering. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 8th, is the International Roma Day, officially declared in 1990 in Poland, honoring the first major global meeting of Roma representatives in London, United Kingdom in 1971. It is a time to commemorate the language, history, culture, unity, and the preservation of the Roma identity. Celebrations include festivals, concerts, dance performances, as well as activities to raise awareness about circumstances facing the Roma around the world. Hundreds of thousands of Roma in 40 countries participate in this auspicious occasion. Esteemed writer Mr. Matteo Maxinoff, renowned poet Ms. Papusa Baroznava Vaz, and prominent scholar and activist Dr. Ian Hancock are among famous Roma. We wish all our Roma brothers and sisters a celebratory International Roma Day.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Japan. According to a recent measurement by Japan's Coast Guard, last month's historic 9.0 magnitude quake has caused the seabed off Miyagi Prefecture to move 24 meters east-southwest, a shift four times any other recorded in the country. As of Thursday evening, the National Police had confirmed over 12,690 fatalities, with more than 14,000 people officially reported as missing, and an unknown number still unaccounted for due to the scope of the devastation. Weeks after the quake, aftershocks still continue, with a new earthquake measuring 7.1 on the Richter scale occurring 66 kilometers east of Sendai late on Thursday.
People were advised to go to higher ground as a tsunami warning was issued but was later canceled. Several people were injured and at least two deaths were reported.
Electricity blackouts ensued across the northeast region, and several highways were closed. The powerful aftershock also disrupted three nuclear power stations, all of which still need external power to keep their nuclear fuel cool, despite being shut down since the March 11th quake. In Aomori Prefecture, two nuclear plants had to run on emergency generators after the quake knocked out their electricity supplies. While in Miyagi Prefecture, the Onagawa Nuclear Power Station lost two out of three of its external power systems.
Expressing her sorrowful prayers and love, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $80,000 in aid, while asking that our association members, including doctors and nurses, please go render assistance to the most desperate, especially the elderly and young together. Saying that extra expenses would be reimbursed, she requested that they deliver urgently needed supplies, such as medicine, along with copies of her book, The Dogs in My Life, to bring consolation to their hearts. With contributions from our worldwide association members, the total donations amount to more than $172,000. Immediately following the initial disasters, relief teams from Japan, Formosa or Taiwan, and South Korea have been going to the hardest hit areas to offer comfort.
They covered their own travel and related expenses of over $21,300.
As per Supreme Master Qinghai's loving request for updates, the following is a report by our association's relief team from Gunma Center, Japan.
April 4th, 2011, regarding relief work in Miyagi Prefecture. Most Compassionate Master, while we conducted relief work in Miyagi Prefecture, we also brought 40 kilograms of vegan dog food. The caregivers that we visited were so happy because they could not find any dog food at shops. We found dogs who had not eaten or drank for many days, with their caregivers gone for relatives' funerals. So, we gave them pure clean water and vegan dog food. As the caregivers happened to come back and meet us, they expressed deep gratitude. We also provided food to a welfare center in Kisenuma, which was housing canines whose human companions were unable to bring them to shelters. Upon finding a lonely dog in a cold cage whose owner had succumbed to the disaster, one of our members immediately adopted him.
The victims are now receiving more and more aid, with efforts to rebuild underway. As of now, our assistance is no longer needed. We will continue to monitor the situation and help as necessary. Once we receive the newly printed copies of the number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life, by our compassionate master, thank you so much. We would like to help deliver or send them out to the children in Japan.
Thank you again, Master, for your deep consideration and love that brings comfort to so many. Through this relief work, we also learned that we can make a difference if we help each other and share the message that we are united and one. Thank you very much. With all our love, Gunma Center, Japan. Supreme Master Ching Hai sent the following reply. Thank you deeply from my heart for adopting that poor, lucky dog and for your care for others. God bless you all and pray for Japan. I'm glad that aid is coming more and more now. Hopefully, people will be strong in rebuilding life. Ching Hai.
Our thankfulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's permission to share these details with our viewers, as well as for our association's foreign group provision of this report.
In updates at Tokyo Electric Company or TEPCO's damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, an operation that began Wednesday night to pump nitrogen gas into the containment vessel of number one reactor was going smoothly as of Thursday. This measure was intended to prevent an explosive accumulation of hydrogen gas. Thus far, 21 workers have reportedly been exposed to more than 100 millisieverts of radiation, which is the top normal limit of exposure during an emergency. During the ongoing crisis, this maximum allowed was increased to 250 millisieverts.
Amid radiation fears, expecting mothers and small children in Itate Village of Fukushima Prefecture, some 40 kilometers from the plant, are being voluntarily evacuated. On Wednesday, the radiation level in the village was 6 microsieverts per hour. At these readings, people exposed continuously over a week-long period would receive more than 1,000 microsieverts, which increases cancer risk and is the annual limit recommended by the International Commission on Radiological Protection.
Meanwhile, foreign tourists have been avoiding Japan during the season normally considered one of the most popular to visit the nation. In neighboring South Korea, school boards across the nation have advised principals to tell students to refrain from outdoor activities, as low levels of radioactive iodine and cesium have been detected in the air since the disaster. On Thursday, schools in Gyeonggi Province were closed over concerns of radioactive rain.
Our appreciation, Japanese and international governments, aid groups, rescue personnel, as well as radiation experts and workers for your continued assistance to Japan. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive care of the disaster victims, as well as our association's relief team for their tireless efforts to help. Our prayers for the nation's recovery of regular function for all citizens as humanity strives to restore Earth's balance through our benevolent, elevating actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. In countries across the world, people are calling for greater government fairness in the treatment of individuals and their families, including better job opportunities, as well as permitting a voice in the laws that rule their country. Among these nations are Bahrain, China, Libya, Mauritania, Mexico, Palestine, Syria, Tibet, and Yemen.
thousands of Mexican citizens in 20 cities across the country marched on Wednesday, April 6th, calling for an end to drug-related violence, which has killed 35,000 people since 2006. According to a report by Radio Free Asia, Chinese authorities halted a protest by Tibetans calling for equitable settlements in the face of China's plans to seize their land for redevelopment following a devastating earthquake. Witnesses said that many of the protesters were injured, while others were detained, with representatives vowing to continue with peaceful demonstrations.
Following the arrest of internationally known and outspoken Chinese artist Ai Weiwei last Sunday, Hong Kong activists joined others in the international community in protesting his detainment and urging his release, including the United States, Germany, United Kingdom, and other European Union member states. Mr. Ai, also son of one of China's most famous modern poets, Ai Qing, is among dozens who have been arrested by the government since February. A European delegation to China expressed concern about the increasing number of human rights activists and lawyers being arbitrarily detained. Meanwhile, Chinese writer Mr. Zhao Lianhai, who was imprisoned for a month in 2010 following his campaign against a tainted milk scandal that sickened his own and 300,000 other children, was detained again briefly on Wednesday after he asked the government to release Mr. Ai Weiwei. In response to the recent events, Hong Kong Legislative Council member Emily Lau stated, "It is time that the Chinese government listens to people like Mr. Ai Weiwei or Mr. Zhao Lianhai, saying you have to respect the rights of your own people. Let them speak out."
In Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, forces loyal to incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo have shown no signs of surrender as the president remains in his surrounded residence in Abidjan, despite a last warning on Thursday from the United Nations to step aside in recognition of elected President Alassane Ouattara. Meanwhile, an estimated 20 foreign journalists and diplomats from Japan, Israel, and India asked the US and UN for aid in fleeing from a besieged area in Abidjan. Upon receiving word that the Japanese diplomats' lives were at risk after government-led forces invaded their building, French troops acting in cooperation with the United Nations on Thursday were able to airlift them to safety.
A group of 40 prominent Israelis released a draft Israeli peace plan in an attempt to encourage the Israeli government to make peace with Palestine, while the European Union and the U.S. both spoke out against Israel's decision to build more Jewish settlements in Palestinian territories, with the UN declaring them to be illegal. On Wednesday, in the Palestinian West Bank town of Awarta, Israeli officials arrested and later released over 100 women during an overnight house-to-house search for suspects in the death of a family who had been living in a nearby Jewish settlement that was built on Palestinian land. In Palestinian Gaza, after a rocket fired from the area landed on an Israeli school bus, injuring at least two people, one critically, airstrikes and artillery fire from Israel resulted in the death of five and wounding of more than 30 Palestinian people.
With scores of Bahraini activists, including 14 women, having been arrested since protests began in February, many are now also missing. Meanwhile, a day after citizens held a funeral procession for a man found dead in Sa'r, Press TV reports that female protester Khadija al-Abdullahi was killed on Thursday in the village of Sanabis. Around 200 members of Iran's parliament criticized Saudi Arabia for sending troops to Bahrain to repress peaceful protests, with attacks that have included the destruction of a mosque.
In Yemen, following dozens of fatalities during protests this past week, tens of thousands still turned out on Wednesday in Taiz, with large groups each walking several miles from different parts of the city to converge in a unified call for the resignation of President Ali Abdullah Saleh.
Meanwhile, President Saleh has reiterated calls for protesters' representatives to join him in mediated talks with the Gulf Cooperation Council after having ignored their proposal that he step down in peaceful transition of power. Amnesty International also released a report urging for an international investigation of the deaths of 94 protesters, also recommending against any deals that would grant President Saleh and close relatives immunity in exchange for his resignation.
With most protests in Syria occurring after Friday prayers, the government has attempted to address some of the religious leaders' concerns by closing the country's only gambling casino and relaxing restrictions on women wearing headscarves as part of their religious observation. However, despite the president's offer on Thursday of another concession to protesters by granting citizenship to thousands of Kurdish residents, such changes were considered superficial by many, according to leading human rights activist and lawyer Haitham Al-Maleh, who also said that protests would continue until real changes were made. U.S.-based National Public Radio meanwhile reported that people from the city of Daraa had begun fleeing to Jordan to escape the conflict in their homeland.
Former U.S. Congressman Kurt Weldon is visiting Tripoli at the invitation of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, who he met in 2004 with a ceasefire proposal. Colonel Gaddafi has also written a letter to U.S. President Barack Obama asking for a ceasefire.
In response to the Libyan government's recent accusation that British planes attacked the country's oil fields and infrastructure, Commander Lieutenant Charles Bouchard of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, said that their forces were never in the area, as this was not a region where civilian populations were at risk.
Meanwhile, after pro-democracy leaders criticized NATO for not doing enough to protect the citizens of Misurata, where government forces continue heavy attacks on civilians, NATO pledged that protecting the people is now its top priority. However, French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé raised concerns about the difficulty in achieving this because of government troops' use of innocent civilians as human shields.
As much of the population is still trapped and unable to receive basic supplies such as water, food, and medicines, the confirmed dead from attacks by Libyan government forces has reached 247, with locals saying the actual number is much higher because of not being able to report on the people dying in homes throughout the city. On Thursday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for a ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid into Misurata, as he also expressed concern for other municipalities where civilian populations have been under military attack by government forces, including Brega and Zintan.
Tragically, on Wednesday, an overladen boat carrying African migrants leaving Libya toward Europe capsized off the southern Italian island of Lampedusa. Italian officials stated that 51 people were rescued, but up to 250 remain missing. On Thursday, Italian Immigration Minister Roberto Maroni announced that Italy will give temporary humanitarian visas to many of the tens of thousands of Tunisian and other North African refugees who have arrived since the beginning of the year, allowing them to fulfill their wish to join family or friends in European Schengen zone countries.
As we mourn the loss of cherished lives, we pray for the halting of conflict in all nations, as people in every spectrum of society treat each other with mutual respect, so that all may live in shared freedom, dignity, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Qinghai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned, even if humans can't forgive. Heaven will."
Singer Michel Martelly elected Haitian president. Peaceful celebrations followed the nation's announcement of preliminary results showing that the popular singer had won more than 67.5% of the vote in Haiti's presidential race. With the nation still struggling to recover from the massive January 2010 earthquake, President-elect Martelly rallied citizen support with a hopeful message of rebuilding the country so that Haitians can again stand independently on their own.
Je serai le président de tous les Haïtiens sans exclusive. Ensemble, nous marcherons unis pour le drapeau, pour la patrie.
We respectfully congratulate the newly elected president, Michel Martelly, for your new role. May heaven grace your leadership in helping bring to fruition the vision of restored stability and prosperity for all the beautiful and deserving Haitian people.
Bali, Indonesia declares World Organic Vegan Day, opening the Save the Earth Festival at the Ratu Bagas Ashram in Mankan of Bali Province in Indonesia. The Honorable Bali Governor, Made Mangu Pastika, officially proclaimed World Organic Vegan Day and a weekly Animal-Free Products Day in the presence of hundreds of environmental activists as well as religious leaders. The festival and declaration, which focused on the most effective global warming solutions such as adopting an organic plant-based diet, were the initiative of the Bali Green Community. To honor their shared ideals, the group had also adopted the Be Veg, Go Green to Save the Planet slogan created by Supreme Master Qinghai. Governor Pastika expressed his support for the World Organic Vegan Day as part of his vision to make the culturally famous Bali a leading green province.
Dengan ini saya, Made Mangku Pastika, Gubernur Bali, mendeklarasikan kepada masyarakat dunia bahwa tanggal 27 Maret sebagai Hari Vegan Organik Dunia, World Vegan Organic Day, dan hari Jumat sebagai hari tanpa hewani demi kesehatan, kedamaian, dan kesejahteraan semua makhluk yang menghuni alam semesta ini. Marilah bersama-sama kita saling bahu-membahu memberi teladan menyelamatkan bumi dari bahaya ancaman global warming.
Bravo, Bali, and our respectful thanks, Governor Pasdika and the Bali Green Community, for this important initiative. May this set an example, encouraging further earth-saving policies in Indonesia and the world.
Kita mulai dari Bali untuk dunia. From Bali to the world.
Virgin Galactic may take flight in 2 years. As the world's first that is designed to take tourists into space, entrepreneur Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic spaceship is set to lift off in 2013, carrying 2 pilots and 6 passengers through the atmosphere to an altitude of over 100 kilometers above the Earth. Constructed of carbon composite materials, which are both strong and lightweight, the spaceship will be assisted in liftoff by a specially made plane to then be released at about 15 kilometers above the Earth, where the spaceship will accelerate to 4,000 kilometers per hour in less than a minute. During the total flight time of about 2 hours, passengers will be able to watch the blue sky turn purple and then black, as the silence of space and the Earth's curvature also become more apparent, along with the experience of approximately 5 minutes of weightlessness. Although the first flights are still 2 years away, already more than 400 people have booked tickets at a current cost of around $200,000 per trip. Wow, what an experience of a lifetime! Bravo, Sir Richard Branson and Virgin Galactic, for this remarkable development, as we wish more and more may have the opportunity to appreciate both the wonders of space and the beauty of our planetary home. Save Our Planet. His Holiness the Dalai Lama conveys serious concern for the melting of the Tibetan glaciers, the source of water for millions, citing Chinese experts who say that they are retreating more quickly than anywhere else on the globe.
Warning news. A company in California, USA, recalls an undisclosed amount of smoke-round scabfish that may be contaminated with Clostridia botulinum, source of the paralyzing and deadly botulism poisoning, from meats distributed in California, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Washington, Colorado, Illinois, Iowa, Texas, Maryland, Virginia, Florida, and the Virgin Islands.
Hello, I'm Comfy the Koala, here with my darling daughter Cuddly.
We're both dedicated vegans with a tip about plumbing.
If your commode has developed a leaking problem, you can turn off the water supply valve next to the tank until you or a professional can repair it.
Then you can adjust the water on and off as needed. That will help conserve water, a very valuable resource.
A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, Uzbekistan promotes children's sports. Over the past 3 years, the Children's Sports Development Fund has built swimming pools as well as constructed and renovated sports venues and facilities for youngsters. It is supported by state agencies, businesses organizations, and Uzbek citizens. The fund has also ensured that children from disadvantaged families are provided with adequate equipment and clothing to be able to participate in sports. In 2010, 1.6 million students from age 6 to 15 regularly took part in sports. Our earnest thankfulness, Uzbekistan, for your care of vibrant young citizens. May all beings thrive in body, mind, and spirit.
In sustainable energy news, two Indian villages totally transitioned to solar energy. With funding from Karnataka Vikas Grameena Bank, or KVGB, solar panels have been installed for all of the approximately 150 households in the Devagiri and Lalagati villages of Darawad district. KVGB plans to enable 80 villages with solar power, 18 of which have already been completed. Kudos Karnataka Vikas Grameena Bank and Syndicate for helping to light up India the earth-loving way. May we see more such eco-endeavours throughout the world, combined with a low-emissions vegan diet, for a long-lasting and calm planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, an Oscar-winning movie encourages Argentinians to overcome a speech impediment. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more Good Tiding News on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, assuring news for a heartened world. In medical news, the Oscar-winning film The King's Speech encourages Argentinians to seek assistance for stuttering. The movie is based on the true story of attempts of His Majesty King George VI of England to overcome his speech impediment. Since its release, representatives of Argentine Stuttering Association have appeared on television and radio. They have given information on how stammering is a disorder that can be treated. There has also been a 30% increase in Buenos Aires, the capital city of Argentina, of people seeking consultation in hospitals and clinics about stuttering. Speech pathologist Ms. Julieta Castro stated that if the child receives help before the age of 5.5, the disorder usually disappears. Our sincere appreciation, Argentine Stuttering Association, for your important assistance. May all God's cherished children communicate with confidence and joy.
Let's listen to an original joke written by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Antique. It is told in Estonian.
Simpleton ostis koju mitu suurt ilusat hinnavaasi ja lõhkus need tükkideks.
Jumala pärast, miks sa seda tegid?
Et saaksin need kokku liimida ja kallimalt edasi müüa.
No kes ometi ostaks katkist vaasi?
Ma nägin antiigi poes, kuidas paljud inimesed neid ostsid.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on a visit to Iraqi Kurdistan, which aired on a journey through aesthetic realms. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Long life Kurdistan, min Kurdim from Belgium.
This was a nice program and thank you Supreme Master TV for visiting our wonderful Kurdistan. SK from Duha, Kurdistan.
Greetings min Kurdim and SK. We are thankful for your positive comments. It was our honor to present a glimpse into the lives of the beautiful Kurdish people. May we have many more opportunities to visit each other's rich cultures. With our warm regards and love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on the screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May divine melody warm your heart and soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Slovenian President Danilo Turk opens the first United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Book Summit in the capital city of Ljubljana, with some 270 representatives from different countries participating in the event.
Mr. Ricky Sisko, 25, of Michigan, USA, is now a successful kidney donor, having been moved to do so after seeing an appeal on Facebook posted by recipient Jeff Kurz's wife, Roxy, who expressed the wish for a more normal life for her husband.
From pizza shops to luxurious restaurants, vegan food goes mainstream in food-conscious Portland, USA, as more and more plant-based dishes are added to restaurant menus in an effort to meet rising popularity of plant-based fare.
In Hanoi, Ao Lạc, or Vietnam, city and international youth participate in the Global Volunteering Fiesta, promoting unity among young people across the globe.
Online social networking site Facebook launches the Journalists on Facebook page as a resource for media members to use in reporting and to connect with an audience of more than 500 million people, with training workshops also soon to be introduced.
Joining calls from Amnesty International and former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, the International Committee to Free the Cuban Five seeks U.S. President Barack Obama's executive order to release five Cuban officials imprisoned for the past 12 years in the U.S.
Egypt's Foreign Minister Nabil al-Arabi announces his country's wish to re-establish diplomatic ties with Iran after more than 30 years as a part of a new government initiative to improve relations with all countries.
With state statistics showing that 6,400 young people between the ages of 12 and 25 have no stable residence or place to stay at night, the Council of Homeless Persons in Victoria, Australia, calls on the government to establish goals for ending homelessness among youth.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.